Radio.
Jesus sounds like he was in a cranky mood today. But what he was doing, I think, was accusing the Pharisees of shutting the door of heaven in people's faces. And that's a startling allegation that he makes. But how did they do it? Well, some of them burdened people with stringent rules. Some of the Pharisees, you see, missed the heart of love embedded in the laws of Moses. Others tried to steer people away from Jesus by their teaching. But let's try to look at it from this other way around. After all, if you can close and lock a door, it stands to reason that you can also unlatch one and throw it wide open. That's the awesome truth tucked away in today's gospel. We can actually open the door of heaven for other people. According to the scriptures, this door is a person, and we know that person is Jesus. He is the gate and the way. He's the ladder to heaven. But how can we, small humans that we are, open such a special door? Well, by opening ourselves up. That way, people can come to see Jesus who lives within us and find their own way to a relationship with him. Just as there are several ways to close the door, there's more than one way to open it. We can open it through acts of kindness and acts of love. We can also try to encourage someone. A forgiving, compassionate heart can do it as well. Or we can look for opportunities to share about the differences that Jesus has made in our lives. Jesus said that these Pharisees went to great lengths, even traversing sea and land, as he said, to find other people and train them in their ways. While he frowned on the end result, the way they went the extra mile to win people over was remarkable. It worked. Similarly, if we want to usher people through heaven's door, we too will have to go out of our way to build relationships with other people. Friendly phone conversation, casual lunches, and the like can provide people with new opportunities to open up. Of course, we can't pursue everyone, but we can pursue a few people. Don't stalk them, though. We can even start with a list of three names that we think we haven't had lunch with over the last 6 months, and just talk to them. Just reach out to them, particularly on our community here at North Sydney, because you may never know what door you're opening up for other people. Lord, there are many of us who would like to open the door of faith to others. We ask that we do it in your name. Amen.
Radio.org.au